Patriots insider, Tom King. Hey, Tom, it's been a long time, my man. Hope you're well.
I'm doing fine, guys. Doing fine.
So
yep, everything's all right. We the paper switched to an all digital format. So basically, I'm running for a website instead of a print product, but we do have a weekend print product that delivers all the people and all the subscribers via mail. So that's what the Telegraph has decided to do here in Nashua. Some Nashuas weren't happy with it, but I think it probably the virus probably sped up a decision that probably would have been made 3 or 4 years from now.
You know, we've talked to a few, and I want to get to the Patriots in a second, but we've talked to a few national writers the last couple of weeks, and they've talked about, you know, what it's been like for them. I mean, have you found yourself, you know, especially in the middle of this pandemic when there was really nothing going on, did you find yourself writing about some things you just have interest in instead of talking about sports all the time?
No, I guys, I have been busy out straight 6.5 to 7 days a week, just with local features, local stories, all sports. You know, a little bit of Patriots stuff at the beginning, and then they wanted me to, you know, kind of move into a little bit more local. And the thing is when you're out covering games, high school games, college games, things like that, that takes up a lot of your time. And you see something or you hear something that may make a good story, but you say, well, I'll get to that when I have, you know, a little bit of time. It almost seems like you never do. Now I have the time, and I've delved into a lot of those things, and it's kept me busy pretty much constantly every day of the work week.
Well, let's get into the Patriots and a team that you've been around a long time. I think one of the most interesting stories going into this NFL season will be the New England Patriots and this new look New England Patriots. And there's been a lot made about this team right now, Tom, about, you know, there's been questions about it. Can they win a championship in the next 5 years and what a different dynamic that is. But I think they're going to win the AFC East again this year. I think that people are downplaying this team, and I think it's going to be it to their peril. Talk about this team and what you expect this season from them.
Well, I mean, you know, I expect them to be, you know, pretty good defensively, and then offensively, we'll have to wait and see, right? Because if Stidham is indeed the guy, which I believe he is, and I think that's, I liked what I saw in the preseason. I really didn't put too much stock in what happened in the Jets game when he threw the pick six. But I mean, he's a guy that they want to play, and I always say, people go, well, how do you know he's going to be good? We said, we don't. I said, but they seem to think that way, and you know, nobody knew Tom Brady was going to be good. No one knew that Tom Brady had ascended to probably the second, you know, the number two spot on the depth chart, and been the best quarterback at training camp in the eyes of the Patriot coaching staff back in 2001. So, you know, how did they see Stidham? I think they liked what they saw. So, you know, I think that this team is probably capable of winning 10 games with the talent around. It's all going to depend on injuries. It's all going to depend on the offensive line. I think the offensive line is a big question, and I think that's why they re-signed Tooney, or signed him to the franchise, you know, gave him the franchise tag, because they need him. And I don't think they saw any other way around it. Now, maybe they'll, you know, maybe if they can't reach a long-term deal, they'll try to figure out if they can make a trade, but they won't do that until they figure that they have somebody to take his spot. You know, and I always think that the Patriots never let you go until they know they have somebody who will be able to succeed you and take your job. And that's the way it should work with a lot of NFL teams. I think some NFL teams make the decision not knowing what they're going to do next. I think the Patriots always have that kind of a plan as to who's going to take the job. And in my mind, they had the idea that maybe Stidham could do it. I was surprised still that Brady left. I didn't think it was in his character to do it, but that was the Brady that I had covered, you know, for maybe the first 12 years of his career, 12, 13 years of his career. I think the last 5 or 6 years of Tom Brady's career, he's, you know, he's grown, he's matured, he's, you know, you change, people change, they get older. And I think that's what's happened to him, and he's got a different perspective on things.
So everybody knows, like, replacing Brady is the number one question, and Ken Stidham do it. But
sure.
You were talking about the O-line and, you know, trying to make sure they stay healthy and make sure the personnel's right there. Wouldn't arguably the second biggest departure be Dante Czarnecki, the O-line coach, who was kind of like their unsung guru for all these years?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, clearly, you know, but Dante's no spring chicken, guys. They're going to have to.
He's 72 years old. Figured it was going to happen.
You know, so, I mean, they got to find out what they, you know, Dante deserves retirement. I really think that. I mean, and I've interviewed him over the years and a lot of Super Bowls, and, you know, Dante's got a lot of wisdom. He's seen a lot of things. But I think, you know, for a guy his age, the day-to-day rigors of coaching an NFL team are would be a little tough. And I think it's probably best, you know, for him that he deserves it to take the retirement. He stayed around a little bit as a consultant, from what I understand, but they're going to have to, you know, find a way to do it without him. And don't forget, they'll get David Andrews back. But guys, I'm going to open up another can of worms here. I mean, you have to wonder about playing football in this environment with what's going on health-wise. It's the ultimate contact sport, and we're all supposed to be avoiding contact. So I really, you know, the NFL has been very, you know, you remember the last time we talked that I had written that column, you know, the NFL needs to do free agency. They need to do the things that they normally do in the offseason just to give us something to take a look at and keep our spirits up. But boy, I'll tell you, they've been very adamant that they're going to start on time, they're going to do this, and they're going to do that. But, you know, you have to wonder what the results are going to be of a contact sport that involves, you know, 22 people at a time on a football field in games and countless more in practices.
Well,
so
I
have to wait and see.
I get where you're going with that, but I got to tell you, like, I don't want to talk about it. Like, I mean, I mean it. Like, we talked about this last segment. Like, I understand that, and if it happens and they can't play, they can't play. But if today if right now they're saying, like, right now we're going to try to do this, it's going to be like that. Fine. Like, fans need that. They need to think that they have something to look forward to. And before
I heard the baseball rant. So
it's not just baseball. I think we need it. I mean, I think we need something to look forward to that is not based around. I mean, I agree. Look, no one. I'm not taking this lightly at all. I get it. I mean, I have my parents or everybody gets it. But I think we need, if the NFL today is saying, hey, we're going to play. You know, here we go. Get excited. Let us get excited. Then if last minute they got to pull the plug, you pull the plug. But, I mean, right now we need it. And I believe
it.
Yeah,
no, there's no doubt about it. But, you know, it's a little troublesome. They're not even, you know, some of the coaching staffs aren't even going back to their buildings.
No,
yet,
I get it.
Even
I
though
get
they're
it.
Allowed to.
I get
so,
it.
So, I mean, you know, we'll wait and see. We'll see how they're able to do what they want to do. You know, shirts and shells are one thing. But pads are another.
Well, let me. If we do have a season, and let's say that we do, one of the things that makes me feel good about this Patriot team is I can't imagine Bill Belichick with everything he's done. I mean, I guess it's debatable, but I would say he's the greatest football coach ever to live. I mean, for what he's done and how he's kept the Patriots who they've been for the last 20 plus years, with everything he's done, and now the franchise quarterback is gone and everybody's talking about rebuild in New England. I can't imagine, if this really is a rebuild in New England, that Bill Belichick would want to do that rebuild with everything he's done. That's why I feel like, you know, I've always felt like he's a savant anyway. He's the football savant, that he knows something that nobody else knows, and this team's going to shock a lot of people this year. I have this feeling this team's going to be pretty good.
You talk about a rebuild. I mean, this isn't technically a rebuild because they haven't lost a lot of there's still a lot of the players there that have succeeded for them. You know, there are still some of those guys there. So this isn't like all of a sudden you look at the roster and there's three guys back from the last Super Bowl team that won. You know, I mean, there's been a bit of an overhaul, but it's not quite a rebuild. So, I mean, at the very least, I think this team is capable of winning 9 games. You got to admit, it all depends on the quarterback. And the quarterback is going to have to play very good, very, very well. He's going to have to play, you know, 90% mistake-free football. And, can he do that? That is going to be the big issue with this football team, because we've seen teams in the NFL that have looked good on paper and gone into a season And all it takes is a couple of tough losses, and the slides, you know, the slide begins. It's a tough mental grind, and how this team will react to some of those losses, because they are going to, you know, have some of those losses. One of the things that is key to me is what can they do in the running game, and I don't know how good that running game is going to be. Now they have a fullback now. I mean, Devlin, I thought, was one of the major losses last year, because that was a huge thing in their blocking scheme, and so was Gronkowski. As much as we talk about Gronkowski as a receiver, he was an excellent run blocker as well. So without that, they suffered in the running game last year, and now they have their top back, who now all of a sudden has revealed he had a foot injury and had surgery there. So, I mean, it probably won't, you know, if they do go according to schedule, won't start the season or a training camp right away. He'll be on the PUP list. So there's a lot of question marks there on the offensive side. Can they win with the strength of their defense, which they did last year? Yes, but we all saw that defense kind of peter out down the stretch of the season. So, you know, the big thing, guys, is in the NFL, you got to get younger, you got to get faster. And how quickly the Patriots can do that is how well they're going to do in the course of this year, and not only this year, but the next couple of years.
Tom, my friend, we always appreciate your insight, and let's do this again down the road, okay?
Yeah, definitely, no doubt about it. I'm out here poolside, so I'm looking forward to a good summer, guys.
Is it warm down there? Is it warm down there today?
Yeah, it's a little chilly. I passed on the polar plunge this morning to try to wake me up. I said, no, I'll wait till later on, but hopefully the sun will warm this water up. But it's a little chilly this morning, you know, but it'll be like it is up there. I'll probably get up into the low 70s, I would imagine.
No, today we're only going to hit 60, I think. But I agree with you, but today is just an anomaly. It's supposed to get really nice after today.
Good. All right. Great.
Have a great weekend, my man.
All right, guys. You too.
All right. The great Tom King talking some Patriots. We're going to talk about this more when we come right back. Don't go anywhere.